From Washington, this is VOA News. A suicide bombing in Mogadishu kills at least five. Palestinian teen's death is ruled burned alive. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Somali police say a suicide bombing outside the country's parliament has killed at least five people, including at least two soldiers guarding the building. The Al-Qaeda-linked militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for Saturday's blast in the capital, Mogadishu, and says such attacks will continue. Officials say the car loaded with explosives blew up when it was stopped by soldiers at a checkpoint before reaching the entrance to parliament. The Palestinian attorney general says an autopsy on the body of the Arab teenager Mohammed Abu Qudair, killed in a suspected revenge attack, shows he was burned to death. The charred body of Qudair was found in a Jerusalem forest Wednesday, about an hour after he was forced into a car by kidnappers. His father says the teen's body was burned beyond recognition and could only be identified by his DNA. Palestinian witnesses say they saw three Israelis forcing Qudair into a car before it drove off. Israeli police have not yet determined who killed the teenager or why. They are investigating whether it was revenge for the murders of three Israeli teens allegedly kidnapped by Hamas militants. Clashes between Israeli police and Palestinian protesters continued Saturday in East Jerusalem and other towns. Ukrainian troops have overtaken the pro-Russian rebel stronghold of Slovyansk in the country's east.
Сьогодні, 5 липня,
in a statement of Kiev,
Збройні сили та
Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko stated armed forces had taken the city from terrorists and raised the flag of Ukraine. Officials and witnesses say the rebels evacuated the city after coming under mortar fire from government forces. More details on these stories at voanews.com. From the World Cup, Argentina has knocked out Belgium 1-0 in the World Cup quarterfinals play. VOA's Carla Babb has more details.
Argentina striker Gonzalo Higuain fired the ball into the bottom corner of the goal less than 10 minutes into the match in Brasilia. Team star Lionel Messi had a great opportunity to make it 2-0 toward the end of the game, but Belgium goalie Thibaut Courtois came out and made a terrific save. Argentina is now heading to its first World Cup semifinal since 1990. Carla Babb, VOA News.
As play continues on this Saturday, the next match was... double-checking my copy here. The next up was the Netherlands taking on the surprise of the tournament, Costa Rica. That match has headed into extra time with no score between the two teams. An Egyptian court Saturday handed down death sentences to 10 defendants and ordered life imprisonment for 37 years, including three top leaders of the now outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The judge read his verdict aloud amid intermittent heckling by the defendants. He sentenced 10 men to die and ordered 37 others to spend the rest of their lives in prison, including the group's supreme guide and spiritual leader, Mohammed Badia. Members of the audience, attorneys for the defense, and many of the defendants themselves tried to shout down the judge at several points before eventually falling silent. The verdict by the court in Cairo's Shubra district will now be appealed to a higher court. The case involves violence in a province north of Cairo during protests last July. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, one of the two candidates in Afghanistan's presidential runoff election, has demanded the release of preliminary results without further delay.
Announcement of preliminary results cannot be postponed. Further, the people of Afghanistan have to know what are the results as judged by the Independent Commission. Then the process of review by the Complaints Commission starts.
The Independent Election Commission failed to agree on an announcement of preliminary results as scheduled on Wednesday, and auditing continued of ballots from hundreds of polling stations. There's more on this and more stories at voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.